This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. We're up to Ayin Gimel. Yesterday we spoke about the piece, we spoke about the inyan of the who and the hadgasha of the fact that it was miyuchad and tzidkis and miyuchad and rishis and so on. In next piece, Amoylech Mehoidu Bat Kush, there's a whole it's a whole new nekuda. Amoylech Mehoidu Bat Kush, lefi apshat ha'loima shemolach mehoidu vat kush, v'loy lashon hoive. In other words, hamolech means the one who is being molech, and as opposed to saying something that was. The Masha Shemelech Ata, I mean, it's unusual Lashon to have it as if it's still ongoing, because it isn't. The Kaf Parsha B'Gemara, HaMolech is Me'atzmoy. In other words, HaMolech means he wasn't the Melech by birth or by any type of ascension. He made himself king. What's the point of it? Again, it has to be an akuda that has some significance in the further Mahalach. I mean, just they happen to grip power is very nice, but so he says, "Ubakas loyma ki kasha hu melech ben melech as ein kan shinui, v'kasha loy hoye shinui seida loy hoye bo gamkein shinui achalova der per onyes k'moizer shu shinui seida oylam lekalus avuru mishlema." Let's first outside. Let's speak a little bit about this the whole musig over here. The point that he made before was that there was a certain Yotze Dofen. There was something in the extraordinary over here. Now, there are Sidrei Olam. There's just like there's Teva on natural matters, on scientific matters, there's a certain Seder of Inyanim in the Bria. And there's a certain societal pattern. This certain way in which people act, in which people behave, and the way things go. That type of setup doesn't allow for something which is the extraordinary. In other words, the Anhaga, the Megillah, Sai the Gzeir and the Ra, and Sai the Toiv, all were extraordinary. And we spoke last time, you note the Ashkocha, you note in the fact that it's extraordinary, unusual. So he says the fact that someone who's not in the Mahalach of Malchus, and let's take an example, again, let's compare something that we can have a feast on in our days. Within the government, you expect there's a head of a government, there is another person who would like to be head of government, and when you have a coup d'etat, you have his assistant, the head of the military, there's certain elements of people that are within the flow of Malchus and they're jockeying for power. So you expect this guy to go with that guy, the other one. but a Metzias like in Germany, for instance, let's go back in Japan. In Japan, the people who took over, who got the king to go to war, were the generals. That's normal. Like the generals like power, then they have power, and so on. In Germany, the scum of the earth became Elohim. They took power in a way which, that's an extraordinary event. That's an event that's the homeless people basically took over. That's what it was. There was no Malchus be'etzim. Malchus is a Metzias. You can have bad Malachim, good Malachim, but it's a Metzias. Achashverosh was a non-Metzias. There was nothing. His Malchus did not come from Malchus. He wasn't of Malchus stock, and nothing about it bespoke Malchus. So he said, and you needed this whole setup is there because the events were extraordinary, and that Hagga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within Teva was extraordinary, and that's why you needed to have it come through a person who was unusual, extraordinary. Aval kasha hoye kan shinui. A person took the meluche. Once something is out of kilt, When something is not following a pattern, not normal halach, then everything goes with it. The whole idea of the Haman being able to plot something like that within a malchus was unusual. Void my sevashti shorga melech. V'chein tliyas Haman akol yeshanu v'nimshach akol mashe etzem malchus egankiv derchshinu she melech chodesh shloy hoye mizera malucha v'dovezemayr al shinu. So the entire mitzias of his malchus was not malchus in conventional sense. I want to bring out a certain nekuda. Malchus is a bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'melochim yimloichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamlech melochim. The Gemara says, afilu reishgar gusa, even the head of the garbage pickers is minei. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a certain hanhag in the bria called malchus. And that has a certain mahalach to it. Malachim deal in a certain way. There's certain accepted practices, certain unaccepted practices. Everything malchus is a bria. The Gemara says, l'mashal, the pasuk says that la'arba ein melech v'yotze chotzatz. That even though the arba doesn't have a melech, still they fly in a pattern. In other words, malchus is something within the bria. It says Aryeh is a melech b'chayis and the shor is melech behemoth. You find a herd follows the leaders of the herd, a pride, all different. Malchus is something that's a teva, and therefore they tend to do certain things. They tend to act in a certain way. Masha'in Kane over here, since it was completely it was radically different, then everything else was up for grabs. Being that it wasn't a real melech, so everything erratic flowed from that. And that's why they needed to find in the name of Achashverosh that it's something about him totally unusual. So Rabbi Yehuda Nechemya, Chada Mahu Achashverosh Horg Ishtem Ne'ovoi V'Ov Ne'ishtoi. One said Achashverosh, the type of person, he killed his wife because of his friend, and he killed his friend because of his wife. You know, like there was an inconsistency there. Like, who's the most important member of your family? Make a decision. So on Haman's advice, he killed Vashti, and on Esther's advice, he killed Haman. V'Chada Mahu Achashverosh Shebotel Marseis Hamikdash. The fickleness of Achashverosh, the fact that he wasn't Shaykh Tan Haga, is really, really something that was very, very in this. It meant that his decisions were erratic and so on. The Obolum Achshem Megila Zoyis, V'chol Ze Meir Shekol Yishev Bishtan Shav Neodam, Obolum Achshem Megila Zoyis Sheikzera K'Moizes Hayisrael. In other words, the gzeira on Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael has a gzeira to wipe out Klal Yisrael, is something that is extraordinary. It the very fact that there was a gzeira on Klal Yisrael, a havamina to be makhid Klal Yisrael, is something that's not within the pattern of what one would expect, and it came from something. The Gemara says the fact that he became king himself is, some say it's a shvach, some say it's a gnai. I'm a shvach. Some say it's a shvach. It was a meritocracy. He became king because he was by far more suited than anyone else. Do you have a money yisera that he paid off? It's not telling us how wonderful he was, but it's telling us pshat, because it says Meves Medina, so the reason why he was able to do it, he was because he was so good at it. So the question is whether Molech is going on the back on Achashverosh, that he made himself king, or Achashverosh who's able to rule Hoyru Ad Kush. Klal Adava. Kasha Achashverosh yotzim en Adava zeh la'abir es Yisrael min ha'olam. Afkele niskayim ha'gzeira, i'ef sholeim ha'rak yehoya ha'melech hazeh odam zah le'gamri. Omipnei kach ein mevien raya mimenu klal. Because the very fact that nothing that he did stayed, he said there shouldn't be a base mikdash, said there would be a base of mikdash, and so on and so forth, and that's why the Gzeir Lagakalas Kal Yisrael also did not have a site. I want to talk a little bit about this in here. So the basic point he's saying is that there is an haga, normal haga in the world, and that's why history and sociology are disciplines that have a certain validity. There is a pattern of how peoples develop, how governments develop, and so on and so forth. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to keep things normally within a pattern of Teva, he doesn't like to do Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep things within a pattern of these, you know, of history and normal mahalchim the world. Whenever you have a change, different kufas, whenever we notice a change, that something happens that is extraordinary, it's a reason to be very scared. In other words, you can rely on a certain mahalach of normal things. I want to go back again, I guess, to the Tkufa of World War II, where people point out that many Gdolim said things didn't come true or weren't right about certain things and so on. I think that, and I mean, it was because it was a tkufa that, like he says, was completely mishuna. There was nothing that was normal about it. A country that was as civilized and as developed and with a tradition like Germany should be taken over by literally the homeless, the scum of the earth. There was not one chashev there in the whole. It's not like communism that had certain chashivas to itself. You had literally just the dregs, the beer hall attendants. That's it. And somehow they got a shilton. So that's called the Gemara says chutzpah is malchus b'litaga. It's without a crown. In other words, it's an undeserved. So then nothing else is going to be running normal anymore. It's not normal to waste your time and energy in a war on doing something that's totally useless. Killing out Jews in Bulgaria and in Salonika and in who knows where is zero. It means nothing. You want to do a pogrom or two to keep the soldiers happy, fine. But this whole, the whole thing itself, it was clearly an haga that was a yoytzim in a klal. And he points, the morale points out, how do you identify it? You identify it, A, the fact that it comes from people that have no shaykhus to anhaga. You have also the fact that they're capable of doing things, and he says, harigas am. So to go and to kill out an ummah, just to kill out the ummah, it's one thing if you have a border dispute, if you want to take their money, but just to kill out an ummah for the sake of killing out an ummah, that's something that is unheard of. It's not normal. There's one more nekuda that he points out over here, that nothing remained from his ma'isim. He said they shouldn't build his mikdash, nothing stayed, nothing remained of his ma'isim. It's very interesting. I contrast first with communism and Nazism. It's not that the communists killed us people, but first of all, it came with a certain ideal. It developed a certain cadre of leadership. It developed a certain hanhaga. It has certain mahalchim. Something, it's possible for something to stay afterwards. In other words, the ideas can stay. We can try to say maybe we could have done it better. there's something that can remain. It's something like Nazism, when it's gone because it never had a metzius. And it, in a certain sense, the ultimate of Ra is something that has no metzius. And therefore, it's not bound to any laws of nature. It can, it's capable of doing something that is it's something unthinkable al derech hateva, because its whole metzius is not a metzius. And that was, and we don't look at it enough. We don't understand enough the Megillah, that this was the first example of a Holocaust. It was the Holocaust that wasn't, but that's what it was meant to be. And the whole tekufa was an unusual tekufa. I remember when I was in the Mir, it was the end of the '70s. Sadat came to visit Israel. I forgot what year it was, and he and I remember it was something like so. It was so unusual, and Reb Chaim came to Beis Medrash, and he gave a shmuz. Like, he came up and walked up suddenly, like it was unheard of in the yeshiva that some time. He walked up and he said, I don't know what it is. People were saying, some people were saying it's the beginning of a peace process and there'll be peace. Some were saying that it's just a ploy and they're going to shoot and kill, or he's going to come loaded with bombs and, you know, a hole. And he said, all we know is that something unusual has happened, and that calls for tefillah. In other words, when there's a certain hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, olam kimin haga holeich, that things go in a certain derech hateva, and it's always appropriate to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be spalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. But you can rely that things will go on as usual because there is hanhaga like that. Just like in teva, you rely on teva. But when things happen that are extraordinary, for instance, this whole thing that happened now in the Arab countries, where within a very short kufa, people who had been in power for a very long time with a lot of might, a lot of power, were deposed. That's halei davahu. What's coming out of it? Once the hug of the world is not normal, not usual, then it's not bound to anything. Things that it could be l'tayva, but chas v'shalom could be l'mutav. It's something. There's a, anytime things are very different, there's a makom to start to start worrying. There's a makom to start being mispal, because as long as things go olam kimin hagay halech, so there is a minhagay, and we're right to expect a minhagay. But when things happen in one arena that's unusual, then you don't know what will be tomorrow. It's in any arena. Is this being? I mean, it could very well in a year from now we could see a crazy hegemony on the whole, from Morocco till Iraq and everything south. You don't know. I don't like. Who knows what it is? It's any time there's a shina, and that's Betzim. If you ask ourselves in the Megillah, since it's hidden, how do you know? In other words, it's all behesta. How do you know what's going on? And the answer is, when you see shinuyim, then you realize that something is amiss. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was begalui, he would say, "Kayam Hashem, if because you did this, this will happen to you. If you do this, this will happen to you." So it's quite easy to see what's happening. In the Megillah, that's not happening anymore. And the musig of shinui, the fact that somebody became an emperor who was nothing before, had no shaykhus did, is frightening. Somebody that could, on a whim, kill his wife, and so he's capable of doing who knows what. Even if he's a fairly benevolent king and he has a lot of parties, nice things, but something's amiss. He's not bound to any norms. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Moli Marosha Malchus Ish Esreiu Chaim Blohu." There's Adgosh in the Pasuk, in that in the Memra. Chaim Lo means it's not normal. Normally you shecht something and then you eat it. Ishazer Chaim Lo means if there's no sense of rule, if there's no sense of malchus, no sense of consistency, then anything can happen. And that's why it's important to be sensitive when a person, when you see a sudden economic downturn like we've experienced. Who knows where that's going to? Anything that's unusual, and the more unusual it is, and the more not misudak if you malach olam, the more we need to be mispal. And it's something that Purim is for us in a certain sense the guide for the centuries to come, for the millenniums to come, because this is the sefer that teaches how to look at things when there's nobody to tell us. I mean, ein chazoin, there's no navi, we don't have anybody that could actually tell us what's going on and what's happening and why it's happening and how we're supposed to react to Iran and the bomb and this and that. I don't know. You know, it's something that is on the one hand, you say to yourself, they will have the bomb fairly soon. Nothing, no normal das. The fact that if they were to bomb Chasar Mat Yisrael, they would kill out a lot of Muslims with them. That's an argument for Bardas. It's not an argument. The fact that governments just don't do that type of thing, people just don't shoot bombs, is not. It's not a mahalach. It's not an argument. There's no mahalach there. So it's something unusual to an extraordinary degree, and you don't know what Mayul Yom Chas V'Shalom. And something we need to be aware of what's going on in the world, in order to know that whenever there's not Olam Kimenog HaHolech, things one needs to fall for way too many things, because too many things are questionable. Shvezechet Freilich on Purim. I don't remember. I know if we had a sif or not, but like we spoke last year, the klal has been after two.